mean, I just saw, you know, him favoring his leg a little bit, and it's just one of those things where, you know, he toughed it out and, you know, threw a touchdown, and, you know, he's one of the toughest players I played with, and then came to the sideline, got checked, and I was just told, you know, be ready to go in, and, you know, that's when I went in, so.
How hard is it to be ready in that situation?
I mean, you just have to do what you got to do. You know, you go in there a lot of times, you're just trying to find completions, trying to play fast because it's been a while, so you try to pick up the speed as much as you can and don't make a bad play worse. So you just go in there, you're really just trying to get the win. You're trying to get the win, you're leaning on the guys, and they did a really good job. Defense did an awesome job stepping up when Carson went down, and guys really rallied. It means a lot to this team, it means a lot to me, so I'm excited we're NFC East champs, but, you know, it's emotional. Guy you work with every day, you think the world of. I know I said earlier, I think he's the MVP. You know, it's not easy, but, you know, I know this team will step up and rally no matter what, so we'll see what happens from here.
Nick, how ready do you feel you are if you do have to lead this team for the rest of the season and in the playoffs?
I'm absolutely ready. I mean, that's why I'm here. So I'm ready to go, prepare every day, work every day, so I'm ready to go, need be. Yeah. You know, it's odd. It's one of those things where you don't think too much about it. You're really just thinking about getting a win. You're really thinking about just coming out, finishing the game, and getting a W, and we did. You know, it was a big one on the road. You know, it was a good environment for football. So. Yeah, Carson was there waiting for everybody when they were walking in. So, I mean, like I said, he's one of the leaders on the team. He was right there making sure, you know, congratulating and celebrating with everyone. So. It's really, you know, one of those things where they went two-man coverage, and it was one-on-one inside, and Nelson did a great job of, you know, getting off his defender, and I threw it away from his defender. He did a great job catching and getting the first down, and that allowed us to run a lot of the clock out, which is big. It's based on coverage, so that was my – that's, you know.
How great of a moment is this for you to come in cold in a really important game to rally your team?
That's my job. That's why they brought me here. Just going in there, getting a win. Like I said, everyone stepped up when Carson went down because he means so much to his team and the city. So it's great to get a win.
Would that locker room have been as happy if Carson had been healthy in there? Did it put any bit of a damper on the locker room after the game?
I mean, everyone's really excited because we put in a lot of work this season. A lot of work. We've won a lot of games. You know, it's been a great team effort. Carson's been a big piece of that puzzle. Everyone's really excited about the win. But, yeah, I mean, you have, you know, your starting quarterback go down. It's emotional. It's emotional for me. I work with him every day. We do everything together. I'm excited we won, but at the same time, you know, I'm dealing emotionally with, you know, seeing him go down. You never want that.
What was your conversation like?
Just seeing how he's doing. And then, you know, he was watching every single play and just sitting on pins and needles watching. So, and, you know, he wants to be out there, obviously.
Nick, that third down call, Doug could have easily called the play, made them burn their last time out, put the defense on the field. Sure, it seemed to show a lot of confidence in you personally, just to, hey, it's a tough spot. And if you make a bad throw, you can be in trouble.
For sure. And, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I want the ball in my hands. You know, I love throwing the ball. I love having the ball in my hands, making decisions. And it's one of those things in those situations, you know, hey, if it's not there, you either run. You know what you got to do. Just don't make a bad play worse. And that was one of those things where Nelson did a great job winning. Coach Peterson showed a lot of confidence. I mean, I have a long history with him, and he knows I can go out there and play. We'll see what happens. You know, right now I've always tried to live in the moment. It's really just a lot of adversity for our team tonight, and it's a win tonight. I'm blessed to do what I do. It's no hard feelings. It's crazy that it was with the Rams going out there, but at the same time, I'm just really happy to celebrate with the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, being NFC East champs, these guys have put in so much work. We've worked so hard this season, the coaching staff and everyone at the facility, and it's really, you know, a testament to them. So, that's really what I focus on in these moments. I'm going to be me. When you are the starter, obviously you're more vocal, you're getting more reps, so that stuff changes, but I'm going to be me. So I don't have to change. I just, you know, but we're going to see what happens, see how Carson's doing, and go from there.
Nick, there were a couple games that you got in down the stretch in Denver and in one-on-one, and it got through a couple passes.
Yeah.
Does that help coming into today that you were just kind of sitting on the bench?
Yeah, I mean, it helps. Anytime you get into a game and you have game reps, it helps. So you get out there and you try to pick up the speed as much as you can, because the game just, as the season goes on, the game gets faster and faster, so. Yeah, you know, I was just trying to get the ball away. One of those things where you're not making a bad play worse, and yeah, we won't design any plays for him, but he does a great job blocking. Awesome, thank y'all.